それではリスニング問題を始めます。問題冊子の1ページを開いてください。放送を聞いて答える問題は問1から問3まであります。途中でメモを取っても構いません。問1は対話を聞いて質問に答える問題です。それぞれの対話を聞いて、その後に流れる質問の答えとして最も適当なものを、次のあからえの中からそれぞれ一つずつ選んで記号で答えなさい。対話と質問は2回ずつ放送されます。それでは問題に入ります。
Number one.
Cindy, could you go to the convenience store and buy some apple juice?
Sure, Dad. I'll go right now.
Wait, it's very cold today. You should wear your coat before going outside.
Okay.I'll do that.
Question. What will Cindy do before going to the convenience store?
Listen again.
Cindy, could you go to the convenience store and buy some apple juice?
Sure, Dad. I'll go right now.
Wait, it's very cold today. You should wear your coat before going outside.
Okay, I'll do that.
Question. What will Cindy do before going to the convenience store?
Number two.
Is this your new smartphone, Judy?
Yes, my mother bought it for me last week. Do you have a smartphone, Tom?
Yes, I have been using this one for about a year. This is my father's old smartphone. He gave it to me when he bought a new one.
I see. Smartphones are very useful, aren't they? Can I send a message to you later?
Sure. Question. Who bought a smartphone for Judy last week?
Listen again.
Is this your new smartphone, Judy?
Yes, my mother bought it for me last week. Do you have a smartphone, Tom?
Yes.I have been using this one for about a year. This is my father's old smartphone. He gave it to me when he bought a new one.
I see. Smartphones are very useful, aren't they? Can I send a message to you later?
Sure. Question. Who bought a smartphone for Judy last week?
Number three.
Jason,The soccer game will start at the stadium at 5. What time should we meet tomorrow?
Hi, Emily. Let's meet in front of my house at 4.
All right. How long does it take from your house to the stadium?
It takes about 40 minutes to walk there. But tomorrow, my father will drive us to the stadium. It will take only 15 minutes.
That's great. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow.
Question. What time will Emily and Jason arrive at the stadium?
Listen again.
Jason, the soccer game will start at the stadium at 5. What time should we meet tomorrow?
Hi, Emily. Let's meet in front of my house at 4.
All right. How long does it take from your house to the stadium?
It takes about 40 minutes to walk there. But tomorrow...My father will drive us to the stadium. It will take only 15 minutes.
That's great. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow.
Question. What time will Emily and Jason arrive at the stadium?
Number 4.
You swim very fast, Linda. You are a good swimmer.
Thank you, Kazuki.The sea in Japan is beautiful, so swimming here is exciting. I also often swam when I lived in Australia.
Did you swim in the sea?
No, I swam in the river near my house. I went there with my friends every summer.
I see. I sometimes go to the swimming pool, but I'm not good at swimming.
Don't worry. You will be able to swim if you practice hard.
Question. Where are Linda and Kazuki talking?
Listen again.
You swim very fast, Linda. You are a good swimmer.
Thank you, Kazuki. The sea in Japan is beautiful, so swimming here is exciting. I also often swam when I lived in Australia.
Did you swim in the sea?
No, I swam in the river near my house. I went there with my friends every summer.
I see. I sometimes go to the swimming pool, but I'm not good at swimming.
Don't worry. You will be able to swim if you practice hard.
Question. Where are Linda and Kazuki talking?
これで問い1を終わります。次は問い2です。問い2は英文を聞いて質問に答える問題です。それぞれの英文を聞いて、その後に流れる質問の答えとして最も適当なものを、次のあからえの中からそれぞれ一つずつ選んで記号で答えなさい。英文と質問は2回ずつ放送されます。それでは問題に入ります。
Number 1
Yuichi gets up at 6 every morning to study math. His father gets up at 5:30 to go jogging. His mother gets up at 6:20 to make breakfast. They eat breakfast at 7. After that, Yuichi goes to school and his parents go to work.
Question. Who gets up the earliest in Yuichi's family? Listen again.
Yuichi gets up at 6 every morning to study math. His father gets up at 5:30 to go jogging. His mother gets up at 6:20 to make breakfast. They eat breakfast at 7. After that, Yuichi goes to school and his parents go to work.
Question. Who gets up the earliest in Yuichi's family?Number 2.
Paul plays basketball very well. He has played it for 5 years. He sometimes plays it with his friend Mark. Mark is a good basketball player too. Mark has played it for 8 years. Paul wants to play basketball as well as Mark.
Question. How long has Paul played basketball? Listen again.
Paul plays basketball very well.He has played it for 5 years. He sometimes plays it with his friend Mark. Mark is a good basketball player too. Mark has played it for 8 years. Paul wants to play basketball as well as Mark.
Question. How long has Paul played basketball? Number 3.
Yoko likes coffee very much.Last month, a new coffee shop opened. She wanted to go there last Sunday, but couldn't because she had to study for her math test at school. She will go to the shop the day after she finishes her test next Friday.
Question. When will Yoko go to the coffee shop? Listen again.
Yoko likes coffee very much. Last month, a new coffee shop opened.She wanted to go there last Sunday, but couldn't because she had to study for her math test at school. She will go to the shop the day after she finishes her test next Friday.
Question. When will Yoko go to the coffee shop? Number 4.
Mr. White has lived in Japan for many years. He is from France.When he was young, he went on a trip to Japan. He ate delicious sushi during his trip and wanted to make sushi by himself. After the trip, he decided to live in Japan to learn how to make sushi. He works at a sushi restaurant now and enjoys making it. Having his own sushi restaurant in France is his dream.
Question. Why did Mr. White decide to live in Japan?Listen again.
Mr. White has lived in Japan for many years. He is from France. When he was young, he went on a trip to Japan. He ate delicious sushi during his trip and wanted to make sushi by himself. After the trip, he decided to live in Japan to learn how to make sushi. He works at a sushi restaurant now and enjoys making it. Having his own sushi restaurant in France is his dream.
Question: Why did Mr. White decide to live in Japan?
これで問い2を終わります。次は問い3です。問い3は対話を聞いてその対話に関する設問に答える問題です。ボブと女性の対話を聞いて問題用紙に書かれている各問いに答えなさい。対話は2回放送されます。それでは問題に入ります。
Excuse me, could you tell me the way to the park?I'm going to visit my friend who lives next to the park.
There are two parks near here. Which one do you want to go to?
Well, I don't know the name of the park. My friend just said, come to the park at 10:30.
I see. Did your friend say anything about buildings near your friend's house?
He told me that he often buys ice cream at a convenience store across from the park.
Then I think your friend lives near Hikari Park. We are in front of a bookstore right now. Go straight ahead and turn right at the second corner. You will see the park on your right and the convenience store on your left.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a nice day. Listen again.
Excuse me, could you tell me the way to the park? I'm going to visit my friend who lives next to the park.
There are two parks near here. Which one do you want to go to?
Well, I don't know the name of the park. My friend just said, come to the park at 10:30.
I see. Did your friend say anything about buildings near your friend's house?
He told me that he often buys ice cream at a convenience store across from the park.
Then I think your friend lives near Hikari Park. We are in front of a bookstore right now. Go straight ahead and turn right at the second corner. You will see the park on your right and the convenience store on your left.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
リスニング問題は以上です。5ページを開いて筆記問題の回答を始めてください。